Juno Afternoon is made possible in part by Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for more than 15 years. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my first guests today are here representing Family Promise of Juno. Welcome Pat McClear and Katie Carlson. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Hi, thanks so much for being here. I know you're both here to talk about some upcoming events and activities at Family Promise in Juno, but Katie, let's start with you. You're the Executive Director for Family Promise. You're a little bit new on the job. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
So when I say we, I guess I'm talking about me, myself, and my husband, and our two boys, and our little dog, too, hail from northern Idaho. And so we began our adventure up here to Juno at the beginning of September, and rested here mid-September and have just kind of been getting into the Juno community. The boys started school. My husband starts work soon. I started work, and we just are kind of enjoying it here so far and loving it. And we are excited to be here and see what we can do here in the Juno community. I've spent the past 4 years previous to my experience here running a Family Promise down in northern Idaho. So I have a lot of experience to bring to the table when it comes to homelessness and what Family Promise can do for the community.
Yeah, and speak a little bit more about that. For those who might not know, what does Family Promise do in our community?
So Family Promise is really actually, when you look at it, it's a national organization. There are 206, approximately 206 affiliates throughout the United States that are working to end family homelessness. And, you know, we're awesome. It's awesome that we have an affiliate here in Juno. Each affiliate runs as their own nonprofit, but they have a lot of guidance and support on a national level. And they use community supports, faith and non-faith congregations, as well as other community supports to provide services and hospitality to families that are currently homeless. And we also have a day center that families can access and kind of meet some of their other more basic needs, laundry facilities, showering facilities, and stuff like that. And then they have access to case management and all the supports that they need to really get them into a long-term housing situation.
Great. And do you have some families right now that you're providing housing to?
Absolutely.
That's great. And Pat McClear, you're a board member at Family Promise. What do you do in that capacity?
I serve as the secretary on the board, which is interesting because I have a little bit of dyslexia. So I'm always very, very appreciative when I ask folks to read over the notes to
Corrections
make sure.
Corner.
Oh, you betcha. I've been with the organization since sitting around the table trying to pound out how it's going to look and what's going to happen. And so it's now been it's 2.5 years at least that we've been providing housing and support services for children and their families who are experiencing homelessness.
That's a long time and a lot of dedication.
Yes, absolutely. It's a small army of volunteers at each of the faith communities that provide the housing and hospitality, and then the staff at the day center. Yeah.
You have a video up on YouTube. I think it's a really nice, it's short. It's got a lot of voices in it. Talk more about Family Promise. I'm going to play that real quick and then we'll talk some more.
Family Promise keeps the families together. It gives them a sense of a home, even though it's not their home.
From my life experience has been how close many of us are going from a position of having a meal at the table, a roof over your head, to being on the edge where suddenly you might lose it all.
When we serve, we stay mostly at congregations, and we like to say that those congregational volunteers are providing respite to families in their houses of worship. That's a pretty beautiful thing, and you don't feel separated from community, you feel integrated into community as a guest at Family Promise.
I just think there are so many different ways individuals can connect with Family Promise. So I think it's been a wonderful thing for our church to get to participate in together.
Behind us are three frames, and you can see handprints on the frames, and those are of families that have graduated from Family Promise.
What I give is less than what I get back.
That was really lovely. Tell me a little bit more about that video. Who were some of those voices? How did it come to be?
First, I'd like to give credit to David Reed because he's the person who put it together. And so the various folks, our past executive director, Shannon Fisher, is one of those voices. And there are a couple of congregational coordinators, a volunteer, and another board member, Lisa Lindemann, was on there as well speaking. And I appreciate what Michelle and Barbara, the congregational coordinators from Chapel by the Lake, saying that what a blessing this is to their faith community to be able to provide these volunteer services, and that how much they gain from providing those services, and what a blessing it is for their congregation.
Anything to add, Katie?
No, I think Pat did well.
Yes, she always does. For anyone who'd like to see that, it's up on YouTube. It's simply titled Family Promise of Juneau. Okay, let's talk about what you have going on at Family Promise right now. Coming up next, there's your a big fundraiser, Taste of Promise. That's October 20th at Chapel by the Lake, 5:30 p.m. One of the biggest cook-offs of the year town. tell the good people all about it.
Why watch cooking on television when you can come and taste it on? And it's a great, family-friendly gathering. So on Sunday, at the end of the weekend, when you're thinking, what am I going to cook for supper? Then you can show up at Chapel by the Lake. There's lots and lots of parking. It's $10 for a ticket. And it's a tasting menu. So what happens is that the variety of folks in different congregations cook up a vat of something, and there's entrees, side dishes, and desserts, and it's a tasting menu. So those of you who attend get little dishes and a tray and cutesy little silverware, and you get to try one of everything, and then you vote on your favorite. And those who receive the most votes go home with the coveted Wooden Spoon Award, which is a wooden spoon put on top of a cutting board. But hey, it's everybody wants one. And there's a silent auction and great music, I will say. There's a trio called 24/7, and they are three high school students. I want to give them props here. Edgar Higgins, Denny Corson, and Patrick Jimison. And they provide the background music. And if anybody has been to a previous fundraisers, the Halibut Feed and last year's Taste of Promise, these kids do a fabulous job. And it's great music, background music. Yeah. Yeah.
That's exciting. We have some pictures up on our website, ktoo.org/JuneauAfternoon, from, I believe, last year's cook-off. Mm-hmm. One of the photos does feature the magnificent trophy that you were describing. So anybody who's vying for the win should go online and get a look at the grand prize. And there's also a picture of the samples from last year. Tell me a little bit about last year's dishes and winners.
Many people are familiar with Joe Orsi because he grows garlic, and Joe is a member of the Family Promise board, and Joe has made garlic mashed potatoes.
Oh,
so
yum.
If you're looking for comfort food on a rainy Sunday night, how delish are garlic mashed potatoes? So
makes me hungry now.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing. Is that the dish that you are most looking forward to trying?
Well, you know, I don't know if Joe's going to try to conjure that up again. I know in the past, tomato bisque was, I thought, really and truly, that's the winner. And then you tasted it and said, really and truly, that's the winner. Yeah.
The
and then
bisque.
Some people, you know, it's like, this is my grandmother's recipe, and now the world gets to taste it and how delicious it is. And what is fun for me to just watch is everybody walking around with their little trays, tasting a little bit of everything, and then running back to the table to vote and say, this is the one.
Oh,
this
wow.
is the one. This is the one. Yeah.
That sounds like a lot of fun and a great meal. So again, the details, Taste of Promise, October 20th. You said that's a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Chapel by the Lake, 5:30 p.m. And yeah, what else do you want to say about the fundraiser? What are you hoping to use or where's the money going? What's the money going towards?
All the proceeds go to Family Promise of Juneau, and our mission is as a community response to family homelessness. And unlike the Glory Hall, we are not a drop-in shelter. We are a program so that any of the families Katie can speak to, they sit down with Katie, they sit down with our care navigator, and they fill out the paperwork, they sign a contract. And this takes money to pay the paid staff that mm-hmm. we have.
I would also say it takes a lot of time and work on our families' behalf to successfully go through the program. But I also think that it's important that the way that Family Promise uses the community and gets support from the community, I think it's noteworthy to say that nearly every dollar donated makes three. And so when you're looking at what you're paying for as far as a nonprofit, as far as staff, our budget is very small, mm-hmm. and it specifically pays for staff and some supports for the families. It's not paying for very many things. It's not paying for overnight bed nights. It's not paying for space. It's paying for the basics of the basics to make the program operate. And I'm always a proud supporter of the we turn every dollar into three.
So. That's fantastic. So Taste of Promise, it's a great time. It's a great competition and great food. So thank you so much for coming on and telling me all about it. Anything else to add?
I just want to put a plug in for this Sunday on the 13th at 1 at Amalga Distillery. We'll be having a Family Promise training. So if folks want to be a volunteer, you do not have to be associated with the faith community. You can volunteer, and the training is, as I Sunday at 1 at Amalga, and I'm on tap. How's that?
That sounds delicious. Yeah. Tastes like promise.
Yeah, there you go.
Pat McClear, Katie Carlson, thanks so much for being here with me today. And you guys have a great time at the cook-off.
All right,
thanks for doing what you do.
Us.